Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Let's go to the representative here on Talk Radio 1210. Representative, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Tom, thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Where's your district, Representative? What corner of the state?
Dom, I represent the 109th District, which encompasses all of beautiful Columbia County. We have some amazing communities, Bloomsburg, Berwick, and many others in the 109th.
I asked because I wanted to know, was there a trigger? Was there a drag show that was that provocative that it triggered this response?
Well, Dom, look, this is about following common sense. You mentioned the common sense that the Supreme Court recently upheld with the decision in Tennessee, some of the other states that have followed suit. My bill is following that same spirit of common sense and protecting minors from inappropriate content. My bill will explicitly make it a third-degree felony for an individual to allow a minor to attend a drag show. Because, Dom, let's be real frank. Kids and minors, they are already can't do things in society today. Minors can't buy alcohol or cigarettes. Mm. They can't go to nightclubs or strip clubs. They can't gamble. So why should drag shows be any different?
But this would not be the drag queen story hour in libraries. This would be something different.
No, the drag shows contain sexualized themes, provocative dancing, explicit language, and these are things that are not age appropriate for minors. And so we want to make sure that those minors aren't exposed to inappropriate content under any guise, family-friendly events, story hours, fundraisers, anything like that. And to be clear, those events, should they happen, we don't want kids attending.
Well, we're really going down Broadway. You know, the ones they started with in Florida, as you probably know, but listeners may remember, those were like nightclub types of things. I don't know why people were dragging kids there, and I think that's where they won. To your knowledge, though, does Florida, Tennessee, or anybody else challenge the drag queen story hour at libraries where they usually happen and say, you can't do that?
You know, Dom, I think what is very clear in this is that when the drag performances occur, Pennsylvania law already prohibits the acts that often are coupled with those types of activities, acts that tend to corrupt the morals of a minor. But this legislation that I'm proposing removes any ambiguity regarding drag shows. Because once again, many of these drag performances include sexually suggestive themes, those provocative outfits, and explicit language. And that's content that's clearly inappropriate for children.
I want to go back to this point with parents, because as you probably know, we run into it all. Even Chris Christie, who's still a Republican, I think, has brought it up on so-called gender-affirming care. And I've said what you've said, which is we don't allow a parent to say the kid can get drunk. So certainly society can say you can't get severe, irreversible surgeries at the age of 8. But on this one, I'm taking the pulse, and I wanted to ask you, how many supporters have you gotten so far to co-sponsor, if any?
sir, certainly. Dom, we've had a tremendous amount of support coming out of the Republican caucus. We have Representative Shalaba out in the western part of the Commonwealth. We have the chair of the Judiciary Committee, Chairman Rob Kaufman. We have Representative Joe DiOrsi, who partnered with me on several bills last legislative session. Representative Aaron Bernstein, Barb Klein. I mean, the list goes on. So, you know, it's clear that this is something that is on the minds of not only representatives across the Commonwealth, but also it's common sense that the constituents have made clear that they want to have followed.
Okay, so a third-degree felony, can you distinguish how severe is that?
Sure. You know, when we talk about what this legislation means, Dom, this legislation already aligns with existing public decency laws that are designed to protect children from inappropriate material. So what this bill does is it reinforces those traditional values and the rights of parents to ensure their children are raised in a healthy, age-appropriate environment, but also places accountability on an adult that would potentially coerce or allow their child to engage in these environments.
So we ought to be seeing this introduced pretty soon then, correct?
Absolutely. I'm working right now to anticipate a very clear introduction and, again, also allow my colleagues an opportunity to co-sponsor the legislation because, again, this isn't the exception. This is the rule. Families understand how important this is, and if you follow this common sense, you end up in the same conclusion.
Representative Ledbetter with us. Now, the last we talked, I didn't even go back and look it up. It's kind of burned in my mind, I think. We talked about you, Sharif Street, who I don't think will be on board with this, and Larry Krasner. What's your sense of where we're getting to try to have, a second opinion on crime, since Krasner doesn't see any, around SEPTA and all? How's that whole thing going that you were one of the architects of?
Well, Dom, I will speak to, again, why this legislation is necessary, and it really goes back to the clarity within the Commonwealth and common sense. And that's not cliche. That is something that really needs to be adhered to, because some activists, you mentioned some of the elected officials that have taken on the role of activists, they've attempted to blur the lines between adult entertainment and children's programming. And without clear standards, children can be exposed to performances that aren't suitable for their age. So to eliminate some of that ambiguity, to provide the clarity that should be there with the common sense, this bill provides a firm legal safeguard against the exploitation and sexualization of minors.
All right. Well, would you please keep us in the loop with Dan or Henry here? We certainly want to know as this starts the debate, et cetera, around this. I'm thinking we're seeing more and more states doing it. And as you and I just said, the Supreme Court, at least, has not ruled against this, that there's freedom of speech to be doing this or anything like it. Representative, thank you. We'll talk with you again hopefully soon.
Dom, thank you so much.
All right. Representative Ledbetter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.